Hello, everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence both in the classroom and in their respective sports, but also for their contributions to their school and community. And welcome to our latest winner, senior lacrosse star at Byram Hills High School, Anastasia Burns. Hi, Anastasia. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am doing fine this morning. And also with us is your coach, Coach Kristen Sheely. Hi, Coach.
Hello.
So my first question is, what the heck is in the water there at Byram Hills, because it's you joining a couple of your classmates here when it comes to this award.
Yeah, no, first of all, I just wanted to say thank you so much for having me on. I'm really honored to be accepting this, but I'm really happy that some of my closest friends have won this year, so it's really an exciting thing to be able to share with them.
Yeah, oh, definitely, definitely. It's got to be a cool thing to, you know, walk down the hallway, fist bump with Grace Corelli and Nico Wright and go, yeah, what's up? We're part of a very exclusive club there, people. So let's talk about lacrosse right now. Now, the nomination letter, when it was written, said at the time that you were 2-2. Has there been a game since?
Yes, we've had two games, four, six. I'm not great at math. I think four games since, right?
I think we're
3-4 at this point. I think.
Okay. All right. So now, but the letter does say that that it's a very young team. And I know that it was only a couple of years ago that you did win the league championship. So what's it like for you now? Because obviously you are the leader of a young team. What is it like to do such?
I think it's really interesting and it's really eye-opening, because last year, that's when all the newcomers came, and more than half the team was in eighth grade. So they were in a different building than us. And that was also my first year as a leader on the team. So it was just a really big learning curve for me and everyone else on the team to learn on how to deal with all that, really make good connections with people when you're in a different school than them. But it was actually, it ended up being really well. We created a really great community within us, and we were able to make great connections with everyone, even if they're in eighth grade versus if they were a senior at that point. So it was challenging at birth, but I think we really came together by the end of the season.
Well, that's great. And now, obviously, after that coming together, you've got a second season. So good luck to you all moving forward. And a big congratulations. So you joined, speaking of exclusive clubs, not just a member of the, you know, the recent winners of the Con Ed Award Club, but 250 goals in lacrosse, which that puts you, what, the leading goal scorer in school history?
Yes. Yeah. Very excited about that.
Oh, I'm sure. And also, with it being early in the season and, you know, mapping out the rest of the year, it puts you on pace to break 300 goals, which only 19 students in the history of New York State have done. And you could actually break the Westchester County record, which is 301 goals. So that's and not to mention that we missed out on the whole COVID season. So,
yeah.
So that is pretty impressive. So, I mean, you know, as you look back on it, which you're not going to do right now because you're still in the middle of the season, but that's a really successful career, high school career in lacrosse. How do you feel?
I'm really happy with the way that lacrosse has been for me. I've had different coaches, but I think recently, I'm just really grateful for my coaches and for my teammates, because I think they've really fostered an environment where I can be successful and I could score all these goals and I can be a part of something that's bigger than myself. But I think they've also fostered an environment where it's okay if I make mistakes, and it's almost welcome for me to make mistakes, where there's not so much pressure on me. And in other teams that I've been on in the past, I haven't really been able to make mistakes. It's been very competitive. But I think this team especially, it's very different from that. And it's just really fostered a really good relationship with lacrosse for me.
Well, that leads into my next question then. And we were talking about this just a couple of minutes ago there when it comes to leadership, is the fact that you are the captain of the team now for the second year in a row. And you're looking at a situation like this, which is different, like you said, from some of the other teams, you know, where there was some pressure and you weren't able to make mistakes. So how much of that now and that comfort level that you feel now, are you able to impart to these younger players and also in turn make them feel more comfortable?
Yeah. So I was in their shoes when they were in eighth grade. I was on the team as an eighth grader. The season got cut short because of COVID, as we mentioned before, but that year was really scary. I just remember just always just being so scared and being on edge, being so scared to make a mistake. It wasn't really the most happy environment, I guess you could say. So when I look back on that and I tried to put myself in their shoes and have a lot of empathy for them coming into a new sport, a new varsity sport, which is just a completely different environment than middle school, modified, or even club at that point. So I really wanted to make sure that I was just encouraging them. I think the coaches also really pushed me to be able to do that as well, not put so much pressure on myself and on them, rather just to make it an environment where it's okay if they make mistakes. You need to make mistakes to get better, which is something that I've had to grow in a relationship with. So to be able to get the support from my coaching staff and with my teammates, I want to be able to reciprocate that so everyone feels the same way.
Oh, well, that is the way to go about it. And, and I'm sure that it's working. I mean, you said that, you've built quite a family there. So good for you. Now, have you seen any improvement in some of the younger players this season that you're particularly proud of?
Yeah. So there's a lot. I would have to say that I want to also shout out the juniors now because they've been on the team since eighth grade. JoJo Wolf, Ariel Molina, Kira Eckhart joined freshman year, but their improvement has just been crazy. The amount of work they put in the offseason, I'm so proud of them, and they've really supported me and made my life easier. But on the younger people, for the younger people, I would say Ava Gittler, Sydney Hecht in specific, Liv Bergstein. Liv especially, she was a little bit more timid coming in. She didn't have the greatest amount of confidence. She didn't get that many playing times last year. But this year especially, she's been a starter, and it's been hard. But when I encourage her and when I tell her, it's okay, you got this, I see her light up, and I see her just become much more confident, and I'm very proud of her for that. And I would say Ava Gittler has just been so consistent and so helpful for me. I can always rely on her to do her job and do her job correctly, and I'm very happy with that.
You can't say it any better than being an effective captain is one to inspire that confidence in younger players that may not have it, but also two, to have that other player that you can turn to, because you're not captain almighty. You need somebody else to that you can lean on as well. So I see with all of this and with all the accomplishments that you signed your letter of intent to American University, and that's in D.C., Division I. Nice. Good for you. What was that process like? Because I'm pretty sure that American wasn't the only school that came knocking on your door.
No, it was definitely an eye-opening experience, I would say. For me, like, I had known since I think I started playing college lacrosse that I wanted to be a part of that community. And when I, junior year, which is when September 1st of your junior year is when Division I, and I believe Division II coaches can reach out to you to recruit you. I'm going to be honest, that first 2 months, it was very tough because I had a lot of things going on. My sister, who's my best friend, she just had left for college in Ireland. So it was just a lot going on for me. But having to be able to communicate with coaches who are from a different area than you, who don't know who you are, and you have to advocate for yourself and tell them why you deserve to be on their team was something that was really challenging for me. And I had to really have a confidence in myself and a confidence in my training and my coaches and my family that I deserve to be talked to, and I deserve to be a part of a program that's in the Division I. And it was difficult at first, but I think I really found the head coach, Lindsay Teeters, to be such a welcoming and an amazing person. And I felt so comfortable with her. So I think that's why I really chose American, because academically it made sense. But I saw the environment that American lacrosse was, and I really wanted to be a part of that.
And that's great, because that's hopefully for you is just going to be an extension of what you're currently doing now, to again just kind of have that kind of family atmosphere and a coach you can depend on and a coach you look up to. So that's great. And you're also, it's not just lacrosse but also soccer and track. Three sports stars, and I'll ask you this question as well, coach. Coaches have mentioned to me in the past that they love having multi-sport athletes on their team because of what an athlete can bring from other disciplines into whatever they're playing at the moment. So, Anastasia, how do you feel about that? With you playing lacrosse right now, what are you able to bring from your other sports that might give you an advantage over somebody who may just be a single sports star?
Yeah, I think with being on different teams, it's so amazing because of the different roles that you have on that team. So I wasn't able to do winter track this year because I had some medical things, but I was on it for the past 3 years. And for soccer, I've been in it for 4 years. And the different roles that I've had on each team has just been it's very interesting. And it's great to be able to have a different role. So for soccer, obviously, it wasn't my main sport. I wasn't the best player on the team, but it was also amazing to not have that pressure to always be scoring. But I was able to be on the background. I really had to work for my position on the team to be able to play. I had to really work for every minute that I was on the field, and doing that and then also supporting my teammates. So it was a really welcoming environment. It was a very nice environment. Is also something that's very important And I think having that discipline to always be a part of something that's bigger than yourself, coming from sport to sport, I think has been the most helpful thing for lacrosse with my different sports.
And that's very important, too. Those differences that you just mentioned there between soccer and lacrosse is that, you know, where you are at lacrosse, obviously you are the goal scorer. You are the top of the game. Whereas now you have an appreciation from your soccer days of what some of your other teammates feel like. So it's going to make you a better captain, you know, when it comes to looking at some of your teammates who may be fighting for some playing time, who, you know, are just kind of working their way up. So, coach, let me turn to you now. You can, you know, talk to that question of the multi-sport athlete, but also then just talk to me about Anastasia.
So she's currently at 276 as of yesterday's game. So she's that much closer to hitting that goal, which I'm so incredibly in awe of it all. And just the athlete that she is, not just her coachability, but her leadership. And, you know, this is my second year ever as a head coach. And last year I really leaned on her because she knows these girls. She knows the sport better than me and better than most. So I really leaned on her, and she's an incredible person and she's an incredible player. And it's been such a joy to have her on the field to help direct and be there for these younger girls as well. And really giving them something to look up to and to look forward to and to strive harder to try and hit some of those points that she has.
So Anastasia, you know, with the number, by the way, sitting at 276, I meant to ask you this earlier. So is kind of your thing scoring 5 goals a game?
Yeah.
I'm just checking because, you know, because the nomination letter of the first 4 games, 3 of them, you scored 5 goals exactly. And I'm like, OK, so that just happened. She's going to get that on a T-shirt, you know, five goal Anastasia. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with Byram Hill High School's 3 sport star, Anastasia Burns. And Anastasia, with this award comes the academic side of things. And all I can say is, holy cow, you've got 6 AP courses and you've almost got perfect fives in 5 of the 6, and you're just short on number 6. It's like, wow, my brain is tired just thinking about it. And when you get to American, you're going to major in political science with a concentration in international affairs. And also you were awarded the presidential scholarship given to top students entering American. Now, one of the first questions I usually ask about academics is, where do you lean? You know, what is your favorite? But that has answered it as to the fact that you've already decided. So what is it about political science? Why is that what you're going to be heading into?
I think history has always just been something I'm very interested in. I can remember one of the first things I remember watching was my grandpa would always just watch World War II documentaries on TV. And I just remember watching that with him. So that's always something that's just piqued my interest. But coming into high school, I really pushed myself taking AP World my sophomore year. And that was with my teacher, Mr. Allen, who I have a million thanks to give him because he's just done so much for me. Academically, he's pushed me and he made me think that I was a smart and capable person who deserved things, which I didn't really think before I took the class. And then athletically, he's just given me so much. So shout out to Mr. Allen. He has done so much for me these past 4 years. So I thank him for that. Going back to sophomore year, I pushed myself taking an AP class, and I ended up doing very well in it. And then I kind of just kept the ball rolling from there. I knew I wanted to be a lawyer. I mentioned before I had a sister, so I grew up arguing. And so I just liked that stuff. And then when I went to American, I heard they had an amazing international relations program. So I did some research on that. And it's something that seems so interesting. I love traveling, so I'd love to be able to do something like that. So those two, it made the most amount of sense for me.
Well, that does make sense. And also I see, too, in line with that, that you placed first in the Changemaker Project, which was a global competition, over 200 competitors. You had to come up with ideas on how to change society, and you placed first with a project to raise awareness on political polarization. And then you used this project to help teach local middle schoolers about how to have political discourse and talk about that political polarization. And we all know about what political polarization is these days. So what was that? You know, what's it like to take that and present that to the younger students?
Yeah. So I think this really applies to my family especially, but I'm sure many can feel it. Like Thanksgiving, it's always a hub of just arguments politically. Do you have different sides? But in the end, we're still family and we still love each other. And always observing that, and especially in 2020 and 2019, before the elections happened, I really saw how polarized my family was and how polarized people who love each other so much can become. So I thought that was just such an intriguing thing about human nature. So I really wanted to dive deep into that. As I said before, I love politics. So I love talking about it. I love learning about it. So I wanted to talk about and I wanted to learn about why we as humans become so polarized over things that we don't need to be getting polarized about. So I wanted to do something with that. And then when I learned about political polarization and how it started socially and how that kind of happens, I thought I could really make a difference with the younger generation to shape them to become adults who don't look the way our adults look now at this point. Because I think if we could shape the younger generation to really make change and instill these core values of respect and having civil discourse with one another, the next generation, so my generation, the people younger than me, will have such a more productive society.
And that is important to give them an idea of how to approach this, because we all know, Lord knows, trying to change an adult's opinion right now is not a thing that's really happening. So,
yeah,
that is a tough road to walk right there. I see also, and congratulations, that you're a Sylvia Rogers Memorial Scholarship Award winner. You're an AP scholar. You're a member of SALT, which is the Student Athlete Leadership Team, and you're a peer tutor, as well as a mentor. So you're taking that captainship and those leadership abilities of yours, taking them into the classroom, but also talking to the younger students. So what's that like? I mean, that's got to be pretty rewarding for one, but also a little daunting to try to help those younger students, some of which might be scared to death about starting high school.
Yeah. So I was a mentor this year, as you mentioned, with Mr. Allen. He was the mentor teacher I was with, and my co-mentor, Jake Klein. It was a really challenging experience because my sister was a mentor, and I always thought of my sister as this extroverted, amazing person who can have a conversation with everyone, anytime, anywhere. So I wanted to be like that. How can I be like her? How can I foster an environment for these young freshmen coming into high school and make it a welcoming environment when it's so daunting and it's so intimidating? So I was so nervous because I knew what that felt like, and I knew that it's hard to change their outlook on that. So the first couple of weeks was tough because I was like, how do I make connections with people who are different than me, who don't play sports, and who are also 4 years younger than me? But I, as I settled into the semester, with the help of Mr. Allen and my co-mentor, I was able to really understand what it took and what it meant to be a mentor for some people. And that's changing your roles from my mentee to mentee. One person can like sports and one person loves theater, and I can make connections with them regardless of what they like and who they are and what they believe. So I just wanted to make sure they felt comfortable at all times and felt that they were worth it and they could do whatever they want in high school and they could become the person they wanted to.
And it's worked out, I'm sure, to be quite a learning experience for you, not just for them. So and then one other thing, too, and this is you're getting some practical experience now, too. You're an intern at the White Plains County Courthouse for a Judge Fulfidio. Is that how you pronounce the name?
Yes.
So just to tell me a little bit about that before we get ready to close up shop here.
Yeah. So coming into my internship, I knew I wanted to do something that was practical for what I wanted to do later on in life. And so I was a little lost. I didn't really know how to make that happen. But there's a woman in my church, Faith Lorenzo, and her husband, Al Lorenzo, who was a judge in the Bronx, who got me in contact with Judge Fulfidio and his secretary. And I was able to talk to the secretary a lot, get to know her. And I met Judge Fulfidio in person. And it was just something that was just so cool. It just seemed so cool to me. And they don't take high school interns normally, but they took me, thankfully. I don't know why, but I'm very grateful that they did. I'm very happy for that. So I'll be observing court cases and learning about all that comes with that. So I'm really interested, and I'm so excited to see where that process takes me.
And you get a chance to see how those arguments that you have with your sister and your family actually work out in a courtroom, right?
Yeah, I got to do it civilly, though. Yeah. Can't call me her names.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, Anastasia, good luck to you moving forward. Congratulations again on the award. And for you, coach, team, good luck on that. Hopefully the family gelling a little bit more and having a successful season. And also, I hope to see you on the world stage sometime soon there, Anastasia.
Thank you so much for having me.
For Byram Hills High School's Anastasia Burns, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7. WHUD.